There is a discussion this year on when is the fast of the firstborn, because Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, so clearly you do not fast on Shabbos. So there are three shitas brought down in the poskim. The Mechaber brings two of them. The 2 days the Mechaber brings down is, one is you don't fast on Shabbos because it's Shabbos. We don't fast on Friday because we don't like fasting on Friday unless you have to. Be'etzem ayom hazeh, asor b'tevis. And so therefore we push it off to Thursday. And the other opinion is that you don't fast at all. That today's the fast day, and if you can't fast, so you're an anus. You don't have to fast this year. So, and then there's this third sheet to the Meiri, others bring down that to fast on Fridays. This isn't included in the problem of fasting on Friday. So there's basically three sheets. The Minhag Yisrael seems to be you fast on Thursday. Of course, no one fasts. You have a siyum on Thursday. And therefore, and there's more room to be mako in terms of who is a Bechor, perhaps, or in terms of over Zoom and other things, because it's not too over Zmana. So that's fine. Those are the three sheets. So Post can bring down his Akula this year, that if you're not feeling well, there's more room to be Mako. However, there's a Chumra also that Ramah brings down. Well, he brings it down by Purim. Let's say when Purim falls out on Shabbos, so it's impossible in our calendar, only the Yerushalayim falls out on Shabbos this year. Or let's say for us, it falls out on Sunday. So you can fast on Shabbos because it's Shabbos. So what about Friday? Friday we don't usually like fasting. So what's the minhag? We fast on Tainis Esther. So I think the Ramah brings down, if on Tainis Esther on Thursday, one heard a Siyum, so then you should fast on Friday. So too, over here, some want to be Machmir, that if you don't hear a Siyum on, if you hear a Siyum on Thursday, so you have to fast on Friday, so therefore, you get someone else to make a siyum. So I think I think Rav Schachter is machmir for that shita. I'm not sure if he's a bachor himself, but he says it's best. It's best if you can. And he also, for a firstborn who's hearing a siyum on Thursday, it's best that they hear a siyum on Friday, and therefore whoever gives a siyum, they could learn two masechtas or have two different people make a siyum.